I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's funny all the time. Robotic guys, super nice. L-I-L, London Info Live.
Yep, it's London Improv Live. Hello, welcome to the show. Improv, comedy, we make it up. Live, it's live on air on K2K Radio right now. London is where we are. And if you're listening on your podcast and you're wondering how are we live, don't worry. It's been edited down for your podcasting pleasure, you idiot. Cats, they don't care about white supremacists. They don't care about terrorists. They don't care about the popular vote. They don't care about the college political system. They don't care about football team transfers, overpriced players and overpriced tickets. They don't care about your Maserati or your Mitsubishi. They don't give a shit about education reform, saving the NHS or rejuvenating the Labour Party. They don't care about global warming. They don't care about animal cruelty. They don't care about knees, toes, eyeballs, fingers. They don't care about etiquette. They don't care about hygiene. They don't actually care. They're just cats. But they are all wankers. Alex Sivright.
Yes.
Hi. Welcome, mate.
Hello. I agree with you there. Cats are wankers.
Did you like my new poem?
Was that a poem?
Yeah, it was a poem.
Oh, I thought it was just a mental breakdown or something. Some description.
Yeah,
no, it was good. It was good, man. You should publish that.
Yeah? I just did. There it is.
Yay! It's out of the open. Uh-huh. Is it public domain? Is it all...
No, don't you dare rip it off.
I will never do that. I'll never rip...
I'm
cats.
Sure... Cats.
Buggers.
I should have said they don't care about Andrew Lloyd Webber. That would have been a funny little line in there. Because he wrote Cats.
He did write Cats. Mm. Yeah. He also wrote Chess.
But Rob Harris drew Cats.
You can't put them in the same pot.
No, you can't. Can you? Not?
Not Rob Harris and Andrew Lloyd Webber. And the cat.
What would happen if you put those three in a pot?
Carnage.
Who would win? Who would come out of that?
Oh, it'd probably be the cat.
The cat would come out of that.
Yeah, because Rolf Harris would probably have a heart attack.
Dust Angela off his hands.
Angela Webber would be straight out of there.
He would jump out?
Oh, completely.
Because I've been here before! No!
Yeah. I'm going to write another musical based on this. Cats 2.
Yeah.
In a pot.
No, you ruined it with the last bit.
What, by...
In a pot. Cats 2 was fine.
In a pot. It needs a tag. It needs a, like, a strap line. It needs a...
Potted doom.
How's your week been?
I got bit by a dog.
Yeah, dogs are cool.
Oh, that was last week. It's still there, I think.
I love dogs. Yeah.
You like dogs?
Dogs are my favourite.
Look at that.
That's, yeah, what did you do to piss it off?
Nothing. I stroked it.
Well, that's the first mistake.
You don't bite me when I stroke you.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I bet you want to, though.
I bet you want me to. What sort of dog was it?
It was a Jack Russell.
Oh,
but it was a hench one.
They're twats.
Yeah.
In the scheme of things, dogs are lovely, but Jack Russells are twats.
I love dogs. I love cats.
Dogs are great. Cats are annoying.
No, I love... Well, they are, but I still love them, and that's what makes them assholes, because...
Yeah. That's the cue to
just do you want to get it off of the stand?
I'm probably just gonna might go handheld as well. Oh no, we've got a system.
Make it work. Oh,
okay.
Here we go.
We can always
edit this bit out. Let's do a bit of this. Go on, this is necessary.
I don't know, this might be gold. I might leave it in.
No, this sounds right.
There we go.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Textbook.
Yeah.
Should we pick it up from the cats?
From the beginning. All right, yeah. Cats. They don't care about toothpaste. They don't care about...
Dogs are great. Cats are rubbish.
Yeah, can we move on?
Let's introduce...
No, they're not... Yeah, they are rubbish.
Go on, introduce your guests.
Yeah. Are you about to call me a cat?
No, it wasn't... Hard rap, stern face.
Yeah. Play your position like know your place. Joining us in the studio, we have other people's children. That was Riley from Other People's Children with the sound horn.
It's the only app on my phone.
Horn.
Yeah. Oh.
That's true. It's impossible to get in touch with him.
He hasn't got the phone app.
Yeah.
Riley, Sam's here.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very good. Aspen's here.
Hi.
Lance.
What's going on?
That's what you do to a boil.
It's true. It's very easy to make my porn name.
Yeah?
Ooh, yeah.
What is it?
Lance Boyle. Well, I mean, whatever. No.
That's a very niche porn.
Look, nice. It can only get less gross from here.
What was the name of your first pet?
Jordan, I think.
What was the name of the street you grew up on?
Black.
Jordan Black is a good porn name.
Really? I don't know. Oh, actually, maybe now that I think about it. At first, I thought it was kind of boring.
But grew up on Black Street.
Yeah. In America, is that a problem?
No, not at all. I grew up on there, man. No diggity, no doubt, was the theme tune to my childhood. I grew up on Black Street, too.
So should we get around? Because I want to know what everyone else's porn name is.
Okay,
now.
Aspen, what was the name of your first pet?
Tabitha.
I love this already.
Strong.
Road you grew up on?
Bell size. Yeah.
Episode title, Tabitha, bell size. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
But is size spelled S-E-I-Z-E?
S-I-Z-E.
Oh, the normal way.
Bell size.
Right.
Thank you. Not
wow. Size. Yeah. I'm sweating a little bit. Sam. Sam, first pet?
Sooty.
Road you grew up on?
Argyle.
City Argyle. It's a bit formal, that one.
Yeah.
I expect him with a bowler hat and a cane.
Yeah, like 1920s pornography.
Sorry to barge in here. It looks like you ladies could do with a hand.
I've come to fix your telegram.
Monocle popping out my eye.
Got there, Riles.
Three-tail Applegarth.
There you go.
That was worth it.
Totally worth it.
Wow. Thanks for making me do that, Alex.
That's all right. I was Bruno. Bruno Wakefield.
Bruno Wakefield.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good. I'm Ziggy Mulgrave. Nice to meet everyone. or Sweetie Mulgrave, depending on what you technically count as my first.
Depending what porn you're looking at.
Oh, yeah. Oh no. So thanks for coming, everyone. It's a pleasure having you all here.
Cool.
And once again, we're proving our title as the most diverse podcast in the world.
Hell
listen
yeah.
to the accents in this room.
Yeah. I'm Northern.
Yeah, I'm this.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, we got like Americanish.
I'm Western.
Western America. Western.
Right, the West.
White, Western, cis, male.
Whoa. Let's not label me too much here.
Wear the shirt and tie as well. You're the full package, Lance.
That's what they... Forget it.
Yeah, we got like a nice homogenous mix of English-American.
Mid-Atlantic, Madonna-esque.
Scottish!
Yeah, although my accent goes all over the place, but yeah, Scottish.
And is that London?
Yeah, I'm just here.
Yeah, big ups. So let's represent it. We need two Londoners in the room just to hold up the fort, you know.
Tough.
She grounds us.
Yeah.
Great. Introductions. Are you happy with that introduction, Alex?
Yeah, it was about as good as I could get.
Okay, great. Let's do a little warm-up, because I want to get into the improv with you guys. I've never met any of these people before. This is what makes the show really exciting, is when I have guests on that we've never met.
Yeah.
Have you met any of these guys, Alex?
No, never.
Not even in a fever dream once? Blackout drunk?
No.
Okay, never. Great.
Never.
This is fantastic. This is pure.
No erotic dreams about Tabitha Belsize?
Not yet. Not yet. It's going to be a massive orgy that I'll be thinking about later. But I'll probably get it confused to think about boils and sizes of bells.
That would be the scene, the porn scene. Like, Doctor, I have this big boil on my ass, and I need you to lance it hard. He'll go, all right, Tabitha.
Which size bell shall I use?
This is going to be rule 34 right here.
I'll get the black one.
Rule 34, for those of you who don't know, is that the rule that if it exists, then there's porn about it.
Yeah.
That's right. There we go. Yes, I want to get into improv with these people. This, for the next 2 hours, you're going to experience some raw, organic improv in the truest form. Two forces who've never met before colliding and creating spontaneous worlds. Let's do a warm-up, though, before we get into that. I like asking the guest team to bring us a warm-up. Riley had a great suggestion the second I met him. If you would like to set this up for us, Riles.
Amazing. It's a game called Intervention. It's a pretty simple game. Mm-hmm. Falls along kind of like the Party Quirks-esque. All we would need to do is have one person leave the room. Mm. We then figure out what's wrong with them, what's bad in their life. And then they come back in, and one by one, we obviously, as the friends of this person, would reveal to them very slowly through clues what exactly it is that's wrong with them until they can guess it.
Right. Excellent.
Pretty easy.
Mm. Simple.
Yeah.
And as we determined, I'm closest to the door.
Yeah. So please, Lance, make your way out of the room. And when you return, there will be a much more somber atmosphere here because it will be a serious intervention.
We'll light some candles.
Okay, off he goes. And now I actually want to do it for real. There we go.
Great.
What? So what's wrong with Lance? So you guys know him best. So let's try and avoid the real things that are wrong with him.
Yeah.
So why don't you guys just tell us everything that's actually in real life wrong with Lance?
Yeah, easy peasy. It's hard to know where to start, really.
Yeah.
The waistcoat. The way his wife... what else?
Is wrong with Lance. Yeah. His wife is wrong with him. Yeah.
She's in the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think... Should we go for something really, like, specific?
He lives way too far out of the city.
Oh, he does very far away. Yeah. But that's not weird. Like, you wouldn't have an intervention about
that. So these are things that we're not going to do because we want to avoid reality. That's why I want you to get him out now.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But I need something a bit dirtier. Something that I can, you know, maybe use as leverage someday.
He's too wholesome, isn't he?
He's very wholesome.
I mean, he's in that advert where he, you know.
He abandons dogs.
He's in an Icelandic advert. Yeah. Is it Icelandic?
Ukrainian, I think.
Or something, yeah.
It was shot in Copenhagen, that's right. He abandons a dog in the woods, and it's like one of those Dog is for Life adverts.
Oh.
Yeah, so Lance abuses dogs is basically what we established.
He's like a cat, he doesn't care about dogs.
Maybe, okay, that could have something to do with this problem, but let's not do dogs. He abuses, what's a random animal that he wouldn't jump to?
Chinchillas.
How does he abuse them?
Dresses them up.
He dresses them up inappropriately.
In tuxedos.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah. Formal wear, yeah.
Against
formal wear. Yes, they keep it on
wear. Come on, yes. Formal wear. Dresses them up in formal wear against their will.
Of course.
Can a chinchilla consent to being dressed up?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
If you speak chinchilla.
That's right.
Do we need any more caveats, or is that enough?
I think that's enough.
Yeah. Okay, so what's wrong with Lance? He abuses chinchillas by dressing them up formally.
Informal wear.
Against their will.
Okay.
All right, great. He's actually standing outside with his hands in his ears. Yeah, come
on. So sweet.
His fingers in his ears.
I can hear a lot, so.
You can hear a lot. Did you hear the important bits?
I did not. That's because I put my fingers in my ear.
Okay, guys. We're really glad you came, Lance.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Why is everybody so dour?
Look, it's not my birthday party today. That was just an excuse to get you here, man.
Well, what the fuck did I bring this gift for?
Well, we'll take the gift, but...
That's fine. It's just Haribo.
We've all got something to say, Lance, and I think you know what's going on. I think, Sam, you can stop crying now. It's okay.
It's been coming on for so long. It's tears of relief, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right, buddy.
Well,
what you do, and I'm just going to say this to start, is sick.
Yeah. Okay.
It's disgusting.
Well, I think that's always sort of relative. You know, some people find it sick.
Maybe you can do this better.
No, it's not really. Like, you should know that by now, you know. You got to learn to just keep it casual a bit, because it's really intense this hobby of yours. You know, we never see you, you never come out, and we know what you're doing. We know you're at home.
Right.
And
I like puzzles. I mean, that's a thing you do at home.
It's not a puzzle, is it? It's not a puzzle, because you're the only one creating a challenge here. You know, you're giving yourself this challenge and involving participants who don't want to... You don't want to get involved in your silly little...
No, hey, look.
Keep it casual, man.
It's okay. All right, well, just because I kidnap people and bring them back to my place.
Oh, yeah. That's not
if
the
only place. It was
only of us just that.
Okay, it's loud. Chill. Wait. Chill.
Thanks, Alex.
Chill. These people can fight back!
Whoa, hey.
Well,
take a breather, man.
Together.
I mean, I dabbled in animals every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
I wouldn't say it's gone too far. I bring them back, you know. I mean, like, look, animals, you see them on the street and you feel bad for them, right?
So you do what you do.
Yeah. Bring them back and make them some food.
Yeah, they're in the street. Okay, I don't know how you're finding these animals in the street, but...
They're not native to this country.
They're not really
but
wild.
But yeah, okay, maybe they look scruffy because they want to look scruffy. Huh? Maybe they like that bit of food stuck in their fur. They're saving it for another time. You don't have to enforce your ideals, your pretentious ideals on poor little creatures.
Well, look, just because these animals have been smuggled into the country from...
Wow. Was that how you're getting them?
Is that them? Where you get them from?
Makes it worse. I thought you were getting them at Pets at Home, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, I met some people online, and they were willing to bring them over in their suitcases. And it's just when they arrive, I have a desire to clean them, right? Don't you like to be clean? Don't you like to have the end?
Yeah, it would be fine if you left them clean and, you know, free to run around and feel the air on their fur, but...
They're so soft and warm already. Yeah. It's
so
just
soft.
Unnecessary, man.
I mean, well, bottom line, you got to take this on the chin, okay? Listen to me. Yeah. Right. Thing is...
Chill,
these guys,
Alex, chill.
I know, but I've got to get this out. If you don't... If you keep this up, I mean, you're going to take a dirt bath. You really are. Mm.
So,
you know, what
but
are
you're going to die. You're going to die.
Look in his eyes. Do you think he's not capable of doing it?
Wait, he's capable of doing this? Same thing as me?
What do these creatures like to do? They like to nibble on nuts.
Right.
They live in little holes.
Chinchillas.
Yeah.
They don't like, you know, RSVPs and...
They don't go to galas. They don't go to ballrooms.
They don't eat canapes.
They don't go to receptions. Yeah.
But the thing is, they look really nice in a dress.
But at least a dress is a bit free-flowing, but like a trousers and those belts.
So restrictive.
Oh,
so
around
restrictive.
Their tiny necks, that little...
But
tie.
It's adorable. And look, I mean, look, I think that I respect them and...
Have you asked them? Have you looked them in the eyes?
I have looked them in the eyes, and as far as I can tell, they are nodding.
Oh, don't lie to us! We've seen them shivering, quivering. They don't fucking like it.
Who wouldn't like being taken to a fancy dress party with a well-to-do American gentleman?
What parties? It's all in your mind.
Yeah.
This is for you. Don't make it about anyone else.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Chinchillas need choice.
When I come over, it's not a party. It's just you and them and...
No means no.
Okay, but, you know, at least I, you know... It's imaginative.
I think we've had enough of this.
Sort of play. Yeah.
I think we've had enough. Lance, what we need you to do right now is admit to us all your problem. Mm-hmm. And then once you admit it, then we at least are all comforted in the knowledge that perhaps you have the potential to move on and learn something.
Fine. So I like to smuggle chinchillas into this country. Well, however they get here, I actually don't care as long as they get here.
Uh-huh.
And then throw fancy dress parties in my flat in which I dress them up.
Just to clarify, when you say fancy dress, do you mean that in like the American sense?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I like to go back and forth, but I do mean the sort of like tuxedos. And Yeah.
In other words.
Yeah. My favorite thing is pearls on a chinchilla.
That's it. I'm calling the fucking police.
Try it.
I'm calling the police.
Coming.
All right. That's the end of that. Okay. Well done, Lance.
Yeah. Thanks.
What was the official problem?
You abuse chinchillas by putting them in formal wear against their will.
Yeah.
I think you got there pretty.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty easy when you speak from experience.
You're amazing. Nice work. Very good, team. Newsish. Newsish. Yeah, it's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we read a news story from the news and then we have a conversation about that news story from the news and then we do some improv scenes inspired by the conversation based on that news story from the news. Alex story, what's in the sieve, right?
Well, sir. Well, you told me earlier to find a story that was something I cared about.
That you had an opinion on.
I had an opinion on, yeah. And I cared about. So I'm going for this. After months, almost years of sort of speculation, Daniel Craig has announced that he is being Bond again after saying that he would rather slit his wrists with broken glass than play the part again.
Yeah. Wow, he actually said that.
He actually said that. And then all of a sudden he is playing Bond once again. He says for the last time, but...
Well, in his contract, it's the last time anyway. He was supposed to do one more, he just didn't really want to, right?
No. No, they were looking for another Bond.
Oh!
They had a shortlist. The shortlist of it was Tom Hiddleston, Jamie Bell, Idris Elba, a couple of other guys I've forgotten now. But that was the unofficial shortlist. But Tom Hiddleston screwed it up with his relationship with Taylor Swift, apparently. That was the main... Because he went full weird on that.
What do you mean?
Can we talk about the theory that was all just a media stunt?
I think it was.
I love that idea. I love that idea.
A big backfiring media stunt. Yeah, absolutely.
Was it supposed to get like an Emmy for Night Manager? Like it was all supposed to be the press leading up to that?
Yeah.
And then he didn't get it?
Yeah.
And then great.
And he's been doing those like dances for people. And
I think he's worried about his career, I think, after all that. But so Daniel Craig is Bond.
Back as Bond.
Hiddleston wouldn't be... I don't know. It wouldn't...
I don't think he'd be a good Bond.
In all cases, we would never know until we see it. Like, because everyone speculated about Craig until we saw him. And it's like, oh, well, it actually fits once it's going.
Yeah.
So who knows? But in my... The instinct, Hiddleston is too skinny.
Yeah. Jamie Bell is too short.
And he's in that movie that we talked about in Daddy Issues a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I'm boycotting Jamie Bell.
Fair enough.
Although Tintin was pretty cool.
Tintin was great.
Idris Elba, I think, might be the best match there.
It's possible.
Because he's got the build for it.
But
and
he's a
cool.
bit old.
He's old.
Who was
the other one?
Hang on, I do actually have...
Who was the other one?
To be honest, Jamie Bell had a part in Lars von Trier's Nymphomaniac. And he was terrifying, like really good. So I was kind of surprised.
Wow.
He was a bit S&M in that, and like, you know.
Wait, so, is he Billy Elliot?
Yes.
Yeah, right. That's the guy.
Yeah. Great movie.
So the.
Yeah, but like, let's age him up a little bit since I just talked about S&M.
He's not six, yeah.
Not for Bond.
The unofficial shortlist. I say unofficial because I've got it on this site that is called Blind Gossip, which basically they get insiders and stuff. Very, very, normally pretty good.
They get inside us.
Yeah, they do. You're on here, you're inside.
What?
So Daniel Craig was number one, really, to be honest. Said now 49, but will commit to at least one more James Bond film. His package for one film is rumoured to be upwards of $50 million. Tom Hiddleston, dating Taylor Swift did not help him. Seems suave or cool. Jamie Bell, 5'7", too short. Idris Elba, 44, he'd been getting a late start. Ryan Gosling was actually on the list.
Nah. Get out.
Captain America.
And then, British accent.
Canadian, right? He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Get the fuck.
Jack Houston, who was in Boardwalk Empire, and Sam Hugan, who
All right,
is
Alex,
an Outland.
How do you feel about Daniel Craig doing it again? Are you happy about that?
I'm fine. I'm fine with that. Absolutely fine with that. But my only... I just want them to make a good one.
Yeah.
Because they haven't since... I mean, Skyfall was fun. But Spectre was balls.
Have you heard the proposed title for the new one?
I have.
Shatterhand.
Yes.
I think it sounds like a monkey throwing its shit.
Yeah,
I think
it's the first time I've heard it said out loud.
I like to think they've leaked it to see what the public opinion is.
I wonder if they've tried it out.
Not good.
with a Scottish accent as well. It just sounds so much worse. Yeah. Shatterhands. Oh, he did that, did he?
I want to see a villain who had his hand crushed by like a, I don't know, by a, he lives in the Ukraine or something, or he lives in like a Scottish suburb, and
it was in Paisley,
and like a National Rail or something like very British ran over his hand or crushed his hand or destroyed his hand, and he wants to get revenge on Britain. He blames the whole country, or he blames the Queen.
He blames the Queen for it,
and he gets a robot hand. And it's got lasers on it, and he wants to kill the Queen.
Okay.
Are you in the running for Shatterhand?
He is Shatterhand. Anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got his hand is still shattered. It's all floppy, and he can fit it in keyholes. He can like, squeeze it into keyholes and open any key.
Yeah. I really want to do it. It's the scene. Let's do the film.
Okay, go.
So, opening titles. The the gun sight goes off one side. Daniel Craig's back. Look, he's back again, and he shoots the thing, and the red blood comes down. And we open in a Glasgow in town centre.
All right, Paul.
Excuse me, mate. You got 20p for the bus.
Oh, shit. No, sorry. I'm sorry. I don't even know what a 20p looks like. I'm sorry.
I just knew what you're fucking doing, and you got soggy hosey and on the van, got in the number 29, you know, and asking the castle Milky.
Sure, I'd like a sausage roll, thank you. But, no, that's fine. Thank you, have a nice... Thank you.
Make way, commoners! The Queen is visiting your shitty city!
Ooh!
She is opening this branch of the Royal Mail Post Office! Make way! If you do not move back, force shall be yours!
How lucky to be here when the Queen's visiting.
Fucking boo!
Miss! Excuse me, sir. Did you just swear in the presence of Her Royal Highness's soldiers?
Thank you, Simon. That's fine.
Your Majesty. You have an audience with the Queen, goddammit! Stand upright!
That says me standing upright.
Yes.
Wait.
Bow. Bit further bowing. Okay, lovely. Lovely.
Look, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have a Humphrey Bucket. Yeah. Scoliosis since I was four.
So you think you dropped some of your teeth?
That's enough, sir! And he pushes him back, pushes him in the chest, and he falls back onto the floor, and his hands sprawl out behind him, and the horse, one of the Queen's horses, treads on his hand.
Oh, shite!
Thank you, Simon.
I'll clean this mess up right away, darling. And he sweeps the Glaswegian with a broom into the gutter. He just goes into the gutter.
And cut. That's great, guys. Thanks, Daniel. If we can get Idris in, we're just going to do a take with Idris now, and then we'll get Tom in after him, and then we've got all three scenes covered, and we can figure out which Bond we're going to do later.
What? Excuse me, you're going to do a take with Idris? What's an Idris? Is that an eye drop? I'm putting an eye drop in.
Oh, sure, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I just thanks. Sorry. Daniel, you just wait in your trailer. There's £50 million waiting for you in there if you like.
D-Man. What are you doing here?
Just having a go.
Are we rolling? The tension is
great. I want to go slit my wrist!
Whoa. Come on, man. Just...
Oh, shite!
You see, it's the big final fight scene between Shatterhand and Bond, and they're in Shatterhand's base, which is in a sewer layer, and it's like it's a big technological marvel. There's loads of buttons beeping and booping around him, and Idris is strapped to. He's inside of a giant pie, and the lid of the pie is hanging above it, and he's about to put him in the pie.
This is it.
Shatterhand. What are you doing? Put your hands away.
The pie lid lowers slowly.
Soon you're going to be cut up into 800 equally sized pieces and distributed.
Another pie.
One to every Greggs in Glasgow.
Wait a minute, it's me, Smokey Argyle, here to save the day.
Smokey, no.
I'll get in there. There you go, Idris. You're free now.
Take that.
Hold my hand, babe. We'll run out of here.
As lasers shoot out of shattered hand, Idris takes Smokey's hand and they go running through the tunnel of the sewer.
Smokey, your hand.
Oh, no. It's been shattered.
Don't look back.
Oh, wait. I'm feeling evil. I want to kill James Bond. It's laser time, Bond.
Oh, not another woman.
We cut to the main titles.
What? Do. 2 hours of film and then the main titles?
In a Scottish land, he's shatterhand. He'll have your face all over the place. He's a wee man, but he knows how to put his hands up your bum.
It's like we were in Glasgow there, guys.
Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing.
Shatterhand.
I also like to clarify, was it a sooty Argyle?
Oh, I'm not sorry.
Smoky Argyle. Oh,
can we do it again?
Yeah, we'll just
do it again. Yeah, let's do it. Can we try with Hiddleston?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey, let's do the toys.
Jamie, you can just go home. I think we're not going to get to you today.
Have you seen the trailer for that Dark Tower? Dark Tower. The Dark Tower.
It looks all right.
It's the guy in the sauna. The Dark Tower. No, and the bit where he loads the gun and he's got like a handful of bullets and it's one of those old revolver style guns. Yeah. He flicks out the chamber and he spins it, and then at the same speed as it spins, he loads bullets into it. Click, 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 click. It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice. Apparently, the film's awful. Though.
Yeah, it's the best thing about it.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm worried. I was sad about that. Alt right.
I did have a backup story.
You did?
We've
got time.
Well, let's do the backup.
All right. Come on, bring it on, baby. Some more news-ish. Alex Sivright, what's the story, bro?
Well, bro, it's this one. Hang on, let's load it up. There you go. A woman was stunned after an engagement ring she lost 13 years ago. Was found around a carrot in her garden. She was 84. She's 84 when she lost. Hang on a minute. She was distraught when she lost the ring she had since 1951 while gardening in 2004.
Yeah.
And she found it on a carrot.
She never told her husband that she lost it.
No.
Because she didn't want to hurt his feelings.
And he didn't notice. Yeah.
Apparently. And then he died. Or no, maybe he asked her and she goes, I don't wear it anymore. Then he died, and like 10 years after he died, her daughter was reaping the goods of the land.
The reap.
And was harvesting carrots and found a carrot with a diamond ring around it.
Mm.
And the carrot had grown inside of it and goes, Mom, check this out. Imagine the emotional...
Yeah.
Overwhelming emotions that would have come like after.
Did
that,
she then immediately die?
No.
She choked on a carrot.
I like it said, recalling how she lost it, she added, I was going to look at something. I don't remember what I was going to look at. All of a sudden, I saw this tall weed. I thought, oh, I'll grab it. But why I didn't grab it with my right hand or leave it alone, I'll never know.
Why is that important?
Good detailed journal.
Yeah, we looked high and low on our hands and knees. We couldn't find it. I thought for sure either they... Rototilled it.
What?
Let me have a look.
Rototilled.
Rototilled.
It's a machine that turns earth.
No, I don't go.
It's like a big mechanical plow.
I'm not a farmer, I don't know, do I?
Who here grew up around farms? Yeah? Mm. Okay, thank you.
Just... I grew up around farms.
In London?
I thought you said...
You're thinking of back gardens.
They say, do you grow up around farms?
Grow up around farms.
Squeeze a cow, squeeze a pig, grab a duck and feel its dick. Yeah?
I asked my husband if he recognised the ring and he said, yeah. That was that was the daughter.
Yeah. His
mother had lost her engagement ring years ago in the garden, never found it again, and it turned up on this carrot. If you look at it,
this bit.
Grew perfectly around the carrot. Yeah. It was pretty weird looking. I have never seen anything like it. It was quite interesting.
Can I clarify? The carrot grew around the ring. The ring did not grow around the carrot.
Yeah.
That implies that it's a naturally formed diamond ring.
I mean, when I saw the picture, the thumbnail, it kind of looked like that. I thought, oh God, what's the hell is that story?
It looks like someone had gained a lot of weight.
Oh God, yeah.
Not taking their ring
off. They're going to lose that hand.
Yep. Carrots. We don't have to.
I'd love to. But what's your opinion on it? You said you had.
I don't have an opinion on that.
Oh right.
I found an opinion.
So I asked you.
I just wish it would happen to me. Oh. You know, something I'd lost.
Like a proposal.
well, through really. The earth.
Not really.
Oh, that's
like, I'm really into it. Well, it'd be funny to get, like,
oh, it takes so long.
Accidentally marry a... Well, that might be legally binding. She might be married to that carrot.
10 years. Mom,
like,
Dad.
Are you attracted to the children of the forest or something?
Mom, Dad.
Yes, son?
Yep.
I've got some good news.
Dad.
Oh, yeah. What's your
name? Mom, do you want me to call you Dad or Mom now? I can't remember since the operation. You always flip-flop.
I am gender fluid. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Shouldn't you be out reaping the carrots?
I've spent a lot of time working on the farm here. And I know by now that you don't reap carrots. You reap wheat and you harvest carrots. I'm sorry about them.
You're learning.
She's passing the test.
But look, through the years and of working on the farm here, and I know you didn't send me to school and I protested to start with.
You did? Quite violently.
I know, I gave you a lot of stick about that, but...
Quite a few sticks.
It's paid off, Mum and Dad, Mum.
Yep.
It's paid off. Your plan has worked. I'm fully invested in this farm, in the family farm.
Oh.
And I've got some of the best news ever for you guys. I'm engaged. I've gotten engaged.
Who did you meet? There's no one here but me and your mum, Dad.
You're marrying the dog, are you?
I've spent so much time on this farm, working the land. And it might be Stockholm Syndrome, but goddamn it, I don't care. I love the farm, and I've proposed to the earth, and I'm going to marry our land.
Oh, well, this is fantastic news.
This is great news.
This is the best. I was hoping you would fall in love with the farm.
You guys are happy?
I was hoping that you would, you know, find happiness.
You guys are happy?
We never thought the ground would ask.
I would. You didn't ask. You know, you didn't ask either of us to do it. But that's fine. It's not against tradition.
Hey, we're modern parents. Do you know what I mean? If he wants to do it, he can do it.
Do it.
Well, that time, Dad, that you wanted to go look at something. I don't remember what it was, but you went to go look at it.
Sure.
And you looked at the, it was like behind a shrub or something. You looked at the shrub, and then you just kind of don't know why you didn't pick up the shrub, but you just that bit to me. I looked at you doing that, and I thought that was you. I felt like that was the farm asking you permission, and you nodded at the shrub, and then you kind of scratched your head and walked away, and you looked so peaceful.
Mm.
And I'm the happiest man in the world.
Hi, I'm here. You wanted me to perform a wedding ceremony.
I was just doing a text while you were talking. Then
you
I got around. I got the rest.
Just, oh, that just came down from the village.
Are you sure we haven't cut to a new scene a few weeks in the future?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Oh right, okay.
This is all happening.
Yeah. I don't have much to do, so it's fine. It's nice to be called.
Thanks
on.
For coming. I'm going to go get my tux on. These are my parents.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Ah, she is.
Oh, the best man. Oh, don't
lovely.
You look great?
Where's the lucky girl then? Lucky man, I don't know.
Look out the back.
Oh, okay.
See that patch of green with the shrubs and the trees and the carrots and the potatoes?
Oh, is that where you want it done?
That's her. That's him.
Look at his gentle curves up and down, up and down. Quite.
The whole thing you're looking at there.
The whole thing.
The farm.
Right.
That's the groom.
As they're looking out the window, they see the son now in his tux run out into that little patch they're all looking at, and he gets down on the ground and starts kind of like rubbing himself.
No, wait till after the ceremony. Come on.
That's right.
He's just consummating. Just let him consummate.
Knock, 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 knock.
Hello?
Sorry, it's on the police. I had some reports that someone was coming to your farm and touching all the ducks on their dick.
Yes.
But now I see it's just a consensual relationship between a man.
They're just about to get married.
Don't listen to that duck. He is a liar.
And we see the son in the barn now. He's putting tuxedos on the ducks and on all the little on the pigs, and some of them are struggling, but he keeps putting the tuxedos.
I always dreamed of the formal wear at our wedding to be like this.
That's fine. You can keep doing that, but just don't touch them on the dick. You know,
I mean, I never realised that ducks' tux would actually get take off. But look, there you go,
Mum, Dad. These guys have not really given me their permission to put these tuxes on them. Are you sure this is really necessary?
Oh, no, it needs to be done. Yeah, it needs to be done. It needs to be done. Make that chinchilla look pretty.
All right.
They have the wedding. 20 years later, we see the son in the field farming, and he's got children of his own, and they're planting seeds. And this is how you make sure the seed doesn't get, you know, overtaken by weeds and stuff. You have to give it the space it needs to grow and nourish, much like a human being. Samantha and Clyde.
What's over there? Why are there people growing out of the ground?
Yeah, what's that, Dad?
Those are your... Oh, man. Those are your... Oh, I've got some great news for you guys. You're going to have a new baby brother and sister. They're twins.
Oh,
you're
going
to have a little twin baby brother and sister.
Oh,
Kill me.
What's he saying?
Kill me.
Oh,
Birth is a painful process for anybody.
Let's dress them up.
Why am I alive?
Oh.
I didn't ask for this.
Their tears are watermelon seeds.
It hurts to cry.
Don't eat those.
Okay, all right, that's enough. Okay, let's...
supposed to set the tone.
I'm so glad I did that extra story.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God.
Now do a take as if we've edited out the Bond one.
I'm so glad we did that story.
Yeah, okay, let's take a quick break. This is Dizzy Rascal with Hardback Brackets Industry.
Great.
I know, and...
what a floor filler.
We're going to have... All right.
Drop it.
All right, maybe I'll put a different Dizzy Rascal song.
Don't put any Dizzy Rascal.
I'm going to put Pussy Ol by Dizzy Rascal.
Put any Dizzy Rascal.
Dizzy Rascal. No, I never got to finish the Dizzy Rascal
song. Dizzy Rascal.
Dizzy
Gaskell.
We're going to take a quick break.
Right,
do your poos and peas. Grab yourself a new drink. I'm going to go smoke a bit.
Dizzy Rascal.
And we'll be back soon with more improv. We're going to play Teenage Wanks, still to come.
Dizzy Rascal was on the shortlist as well for being Bond. He was the eighth.
Either a dating game or something else.
But he couldn't do it because no one likes him.
Or movies.
Apart from Talal.
And then we'll finish with probably a rap game.
Dizzy Rascal.
Dizzy Rascal.
Should I just put Dizzy Gillespie on instead? This is good jazz hour.
Put some Disney on.
Disney Rascal. This is Disney Rascal with Pussy Ol. See you in a bit.
You know I got that. Come through with a big bass mover. Like block, don't make me get old school. Block, don't make me get old school. Block, don't make me get old school. Block, don't make me get old school.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the little show.
Yeah, we're back. What about it? Want to fight? Big whoop. Want to fight about? That was the only thing about Family Guy I ever liked. That guy goes, big whoop. Want to fight about it?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the little show with Alex Sivright.
Hello.
Other people's children.
Yeah. Word. Why you want to fight about it?
And me, Talalaban Karkutables. Other people's children. Why?
Great story. Sam, you tell it.
Oh, yeah. So I was just saying, I just moved down to London in April to live with my girlfriend. And she has gross. Just...
Qualified. Show off!
Yeah, and right?
Look at my friend. She is... She's just qualified as a primary school teacher.
Oh. Show off!
And we were having a little a little jam. This was before we'd done a show yet. We were kind of just getting together and meeting up in my flat to to do some improv together. And
she's an improviser too.
No, she's not. She's been away. She's from Hong Kong, so she was back in Hong Kong for the summer.
By improv, you mean something else, I think.
No. I mean we, as in the group, the
Oh, right.
My girlfriend was not there.
I see.
She's from Hong Kong.
She doesn't do improv. Now it makes more sense.
I see. Yeah.
But yeah, so we've got a book, little bookcase in our living room, and there's a whole shelf which is just her, like, teaching books, which are, like, not textbooks, but, like, books on education and, like, the psychology of education and all that stuff. And we were literally just sitting looking through for good names for an improv group, and one of them was called Other People's Children.
Yeah. Oh. Was there a second best?
Like, See Me After Class?
Second best was See Me After Class, that's good, I think, as well. Yeah.
We'll love that one.
Am I coming through the
speaker
right now? Is that not doubling up for?
Are you coming through the speaker?
I like it.
Yeah. You're on my left and my right.
Riley, put your ear. No, that's better.
I fixed that. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So yeah, I think backup was See Me After Class. But yeah, we figured if we were doing like a proper like classroom themed show, we could call it that, and we called the group Other People's
That's
Children.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
That's good.
Other People's Children. Good. You down with OPC?
Yeah,
that's,
you know me,
right?
There, we go.
There it was.
All right, very cool. Okay, welcome back to the show. Let's do this. Teenage Wangst.
What is it?
To love's tales of teenage torment today.
Yeah, and adulthood torment, because I don't enjoy this one bit. What's going to happen now? I don't know why I even bring it in. I do it to myself.
Yeah,
I have a scrapbook.
You could accidentally forget the scrapbook.
I could easily. Mm. You need to get photocopies of it all in case that ever happens.
Just so I've got something to read at night as well.
That's quite comforting that you would go. That would help you sleep.
Yeah, whatever keeps the demons away.
The phrase, you know the phrase, whatever floats your boat?
Yes.
Is that a sexual phrase? Is it like a strictly sexual phrase?
No.
Oh, thank God for that. Because I said it to a kid earlier and then I freaked out. I freaked out afterwards going, oh my God, did I just use a sex term on a kid?
It is when you say it to a kid.
Oh. Shit.
Whatever floats your boat.
It's when you're in a big baby.
I was in the shop and he walked in. He goes, oh man, I really want a Hershey, but I don't have any money. And he's like telling everyone in the shop, you know, hoping someone would go, oh, don't worry, kiddo, I'll get you a Hershey. But I stood there and go, what do you want a fucking Hershey for? They taste like shit, mate. Buy some real chocolate. You don't. There's one American bar on this whole shelf and you're going straight for that one because you've seen it in some cartoon or some shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't even taste like chocolate. It tastes like powder.
It tastes like feet.
It doesn't melt in your mouth. It becomes powder in your mouth.
Right.
And he goes, I like them. And I go, well, whatever floats your boat. And I walked out the shop. stupid kids. Where are we? Teenage Wangst, yes. So I bring my scrapbook in. Inside of the walls of my scrapbook... Why am I dressing it up? In my scrapbook, there are loads...
Inside the walls of my scrapbook.
Imagine a time earlier than this.
There has been talk. Been talk about the Talal scrapbook of crap.
It's stuff I wrote when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. Mostly lyrics.
Is there poetry?
When I used to take myself seriously. Well, in a way, it is all poetry, isn't it?
Not really.
I used to take myself seriously when I was a teenager. I used to think I'd be the next Jack White or Josh Holm. And
Ken Holm.
Who?
Ken Holm. He's a chef.
Chinese chef.
Wok.
That's me now.
He walks.
Walk out with your cock.
No, he doesn't do that.
And I still have it for some reason. And they're really embarrassing. They're awful lyrics. I know they are, but it doesn't make this bit any easier. Alex is holding one of my songs in his hand. He's going to read it out. Then you guys will have 2 minutes to take the piss. And then we'll go and do an improv scene, all right?
Can I add something really quick just for the listener? Like this scrapbook, if you saw it on
the pavement, like you wouldn't look twice at it. It's that
Sorry,
ratty.
Sorry, could you give us that again? You were cut out there.
Cut out. That's the worst. Yeah. I didn't say
you're
anything.
You're back in. What?
Hey! So for the listener, this scrapbook, if you saw it on the pavement, like you wouldn't think twice about it. It's quite ratty. But this song is not only
on lilac
paper, it's been printed from a printer. It's not handwritten.
It's not.
Very thick paper. Yeah. So clearly this is if not the most sentimental value to Talal.
And I believe the font is as close to a typewriter as possible.
Yeah. Wow.
And
it's
folded
perfectly on the page.
Yeah.
Okay, the bit where you take the piss is after the song, all right?
Quick moment. Could you just push the cable in real once for me?
Is that?
There we go. Thank you.
Is it in?
That's one of the lines.
You're good.
In this song.
And we're back. All right. So, Alex, just fucking rip the plaster off and read it, please. Come on.
Okay. This is untitled. It has no title.
Nice.
I mean, it's not untitled. It's not called untitled.
I was 15 when I wrote this.
15 years old. And here we go. Like a disc. With a K. Like a disc. My head is
spinning. What's
wrong with the K? Well, you know, it should be with a C, really.
Why?
Well, we're just dating it, aren't we?
Disc is good, too.
Could be like a floppy disc.
Could be a floppy.
Yeah.
Was it a floppy?
Or C, yeah.
Right.
Compact disc.
Like a disc, I am floppy. No, it's not the same. Okay, let's go again. Like a disc, my head is spinning. No G.
What's wrong with that?
Just read the fucking song.
If you keep adding your little ad libs, I'll get pissed off.
So I've got a red pen here. Okay.
Read it as written.
Like a disc, my head is spinning. Like a dryer, my stomach is churning. Like a rubber glove, I feel awkward. At any place, at any time. Like a train, my heart is beating high speed. Like a plane, my heart is flying high. Like a cloud, my face is white as a sheet. But all in all, I feel fine. Oh. Drunk, 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 drunk. I feel fine. Like a dog, I feel I'm your best friend. Like a TV, I feel I'm being watched. Like a sheep, I'm mimicking what the cool guys do. At any place, any time. Like a window, everyone ignores me. Like a tree, I'm falling down. Just like fire, I'm hot like an oven. But all in all, I feel fine. Drunk, 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 drunk. I feel fine all the time, even when I'm downed a few too much. Like a dog, I'm sick. Like a TV, I'm turned off. Like a sheep, I'm stepping in shit. Every place, I don't know, every place, every time. Like eye window, I broke. I promise you,
a window.
Yeah, I know. Like a tree, I rot. Like a fire, I need water. Like flowers. But all in all, I'm having a wicked time. Yeah!
No!
Drunk,
no!
Drunk, 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 drunk. I feel fine.
That's wow. not how I ended it. Did
wicked
I actually write
time.
Yeah?
You wrote Y-E-H.
I'm having a wicked time,
Do you feel fine now?
That's what's called drunk by
I gotta say how much I love the literary device of using a double simile. Like a fire, I'm hot like an oven.
Wow. I just thought a whole lot of juxtaposition throughout, really.
Yeah. Like a rubber glove. Like a rubber glove, I am awkward. I feel awkward.
I feel awkward. I feel ignored. But I'm fine.
Right, I'm fine. Yeah. You really did capture windows, though. Yeah. We ignore them.
We do it
all the time.
Yeah. But did you, I always like to highlight the bits that I am actually proud of.
Drunk. So the font.
You can assume that I did these things intentionally, maybe the double similes, but I like how, you know, at the beginning, like a dog, I'm your best friend. But in the last verse is the truth of the matter.
Twisted.
Like a dog, I'm sick. Like a TV, I'm turned off. Like a window, I'm broke. Like a tree, I rock. So I bring back the similes and show the true side of
it. You carefully didn't use the like a sheep standing.
I skipped that one.
Like a,
not so proud of that
like
one.
Like a rubber glove, I've snapped. There's one of them. That's good. That's good, yeah. Like a train, I'm not here on time.
Like off the rails.
To be honest,
I'm full of sweaty men.
Privatized.
To be honest, like when I wrote this, maybe I'd been drunk once or twice in my life, you know.
And it was the greatest thing ever, wasn't it? It was absolutely right.
Yeah.
So where's the man? I think I'm a dog.
I understand how windows feel.
And had you just like learned similes and so you were like, it's like.
How many likes are there?
Probably.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'd like to get to the metaphor song.
Alex is counting something. What are you counting, bro?
15, 16, 17, 18. What? 18 likes. Yeah.
How many drunks?
Oh, God.
more. And only one. Wicked time, yeah.
Yeah, it's contrast, isn't it?
All right, let's...
But I'm curious, though, like, did you have a tune?
Yeah, this was like a heavy rock song. So
so it should have been more.
I'm drunk. But I feel fine.
Look, I just want to just move it. Look, I'm trying, my stomach is churning.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Funny, it makes a lot more sense. Yeah.
It does, because you can't really understand the lyrics.
All right, let's do something on that.
Tabitha, would you please come to the front of the class for us?
Yes.
It's always Tabitha.
Shush.
David, please,
like
hush now.
One in the class.
It's Tabitha's moment. Now, Tabitha has put in a lovely report. And Tabitha, I have to say, your use of double similes was just exemplary.
Oh, thanks.
And I would love if we, both of us, all of us, could just share this a little bit with the class and find out a little more what was going on in your head to put this on the page for us.
Oh, well, I had some Smirnoff ices. And,
What? Tabitha had Smirnoff ices.
She must be telling a joke, children.
Tabitha, your mum's so cool. She lets you drink Smirnoff ices.
I wish my mum let me drink.
Your mum's so cool, she let me drink Smirnoff ices.
What?
Well.
What?
Mm. David, not when you're around. Not when you're around, no.
She'll let you all have Smirnoff ices. It's all right. Yeah. She really, like, encourages poetry on Smirnoff ice.
Let's get round to Tabitha's house.
Oh, well, this is very irregular, children, but...
like that.
Oh, kids, thanks all for coming round. It's so nice to see you, Tabitha. You didn't tell me you were bringing friends
over.
Yeah,
they all want Smirnoff ices, Mum.
Thanks, Tabitha's mum.
Oh, you're all interested in poetry, are you?
We brought the teacher as well.
Can we all just call you Mum?
I brought Sir.
I'm more a WKD lady, but I'll take what I can get.
Mm. Now, Mrs. Crab... But
yes,
Mrs. Crabbutt.
Very well, please.
She says
children.
Crab boot, but kids, you know, she's German.
My house is a safe zone, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, great. I'm just going to take my pants.
Mrs. Crabbutt.
Yes.
The way I teach kids poetry isn't necessarily traditional.
Of course.
It's a bit unorthodox.
Yes.
But I hope that you respect my house and the walls around it.
Shall I get the shorts, Mum?
Everything within it. Yes, darling.
Okay.
Well, I'm here to learn.
Okay, great. Okay, so you're not going to snitch on me.
I am wearing a recording device, but that's for my own safety.
Mrs. Tabitha's mum, is this a crack pipe?
Yes, dear, but that's for advanced lessons.
Okay. I'll be back next week.
Hope so. Now.
Why?
So because I love teaching kids poetry.
Okay.
Don't we all? Yes.
I think I sat on a needle.
Oh,
that's when we did the playwriting that week, Mum.
Oh.
Oh, dear, you didn't clean up properly, Tabitha.
I feel a bit sleepy.
Oh.
Sleepy, what a wanker.
You know I'm going to need to punish you for that, Tabitha.
Oh, no.
You're not going to get to have any absinthe tonight.
Mum!
Poor girl.
Now, dear, don't worry. Just let me wipe your butt with this alcohol wipe.
Okay.
The effects of the drug should wear off within the next 8 to 10 hours.
You got any
your skin is so
mine?
Soft.
Thank you. Okay, that was a very poetic term. Now, you see what he did there? He said my skin was soft. Now, can anyone in the room think of... Oh, everyone do your shots first.
Oh. Can somebody pour it in my mouth?
Tastes like medicine.
Someone help Jake with his shot.
There you are, Jakey.
Now, good boy.
Lick the salt.
Now, Jake said my skin is soft. Can anyone here think of something else that is soft?
Like cotton wool. My skin is soft like a pillow.
Well, you've jumped ahead a couple steps, but very good.
Yes.
Very good. That's called the double simile. Now, next day, back at class, all these kids are presenting their poetry to their English teacher.
This was astounding. Children, I've not had a better class at all. You've all used double similes now. You all look a bit hungover, but I've brought in some iron brews. That should perk you up a little bit.
Oh, can you speak a bit quiet?
Oh, so I'm so sorry, Tabitha. Yes,
I'm
yes.
Sorry,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry that my writing was so bad. I couldn't hold my pen properly.
That's all
my
right.
Head's like a stone and like
here
a sea.
Is. Get her some paper.
I feel really, really itchy. Just really itchy.
Yes.
Bugs. Like, why are there bugs everywhere?
Very good. Here
There's
it is.
So many bugs.
This is the magic zone. Okay. All right, children. Okay. Let it out. Oh, here it comes. There it is. Yes. Exactly.
Sorry to bother your class, Mrs. Crab, but head teacher here. Look, I've been looking at your reports from your class and I'm very impressed by the grades.
Well, thank you, Mr. Limpdick.
And...
We do have
Shut up, Stephanie.
We do have a slot available at the big school production for a warm-up act, and we're thinking some poetry would be great.
Did you hear that, children? We're going to be stars of the show.
I've never been happier.
Can I leave this with you then?
Absolutely,
Mr. All right, you've got 10 minutes at the top of the show, all right?
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, don't let me down.
I won't.
All right, Mrs. Crab, but...
Oh, thank you, Mr. Limdick.
All right.
All right. That's strange. I'll have to see Karen in HR about that later.
Is he European?
He kissed each other a lot. Something. Look, children, we've got 10 minutes to put this together, right? So I think we should all just reach under our desks and inject away.
Oh, no, you haven't got 10. Your 10 minutes are at the beginning of the show.
We've got ten minutes.
I'm off. I'm out of here.
Mr. Limpton, get out of here! Don't tell me how to run my class.
My skin is soft like the head teacher's dick.
Yes. That's it. Quickly.
We get to the show night. It's show night, and ladies and gentlemen, to open the proceedings, we have year 9 poetry class. Yeah. And a bunch of drunk kids. You're all right, cunts.
I've shat.
Sylvia Plath.
Shit on everything.
Sylvia Plath.
You all look shit. Like a shit.
Sylvia Plath.
There ain't nothing I'd like to hit like Mrs. Crab butt shit.
10 minutes.
And then the production of My Fair Lady starts, and as soon as the opening number begins, everyone starts slipping over on the piss and the puke all over the floor.
Excellent, Eliza. Excellent.
Far away from the cold night.
Oh dear.
PTA meeting the next day. Okay.
I take some responsibility for this. I'll take some responsibility for this.
I agree. Definitely,
as you should, Mrs. Crabbutt.
Yes, yes.
I'm Stephanie's father, and I'm incredibly disappointed.
Well, I think if you saw the full performance, you wouldn't be. These children are astounding.
My son has had the shakes for 2 days. 2 days.
Oh, you misunderstand. I'm fine with the poetry. I love My Fair Lady. And I thought you really ruined the top of the show.
Well, it's mostly exposition, isn't it?
Billy was a great Eliza, and he slipped over in the middle.
He's got a broken leg.
You hear all the songs later. They play all over the show. Well, she should write about it. He's got a whole canvas there to write on.
Well, let's face it, Mrs. Crab, but My Fair Lady's a fucking long show, isn't it? It's about 3 fucking hours long.
Well, we kept after 10 minutes.
No interval. Well, and then you've got bloody, it's like it's on ice or something because it's slipping around the place and shit and piss.
The auditorium fucking stank.
Oh, it stank to high heavens.
I've never smelt anything.
It's an immersive expo. Yes.
Here comes a door.
I am Sylvia Plath.
Oh no.
Sylvia Plath.
Oh my. Well, I came here to serve you this thing. It's your serve.
Yeah. What? A cease and desist?
Yes, I'm suing you. I heard my name was used 12 times last night in your production. And I'm not having it.
I guess the stories of your suicide were greatly exaggerated.
Nothing stops Sylvia Plath from coming back.
Sylvia Plath!
Sylvia Plath 2.0! 2.0!
I'd rather slit my wrists than have a black James Bond.
She's of a different time. Love the art, not the artist.
So I demand that in tonight's production, I be put in the show.
Ooh,
it would be our pleasure.
But on the other hand, I've somewhat gone off Sylvia Plath.
Yes.
As long as there are no black kids around. Okay, no, scene. Sorry.
No black kids in a London state school, come on.
With a little bit.
All right. Fucking My Fair Lady.
You enjoy that one, Alex?
No, I enjoyed that one. Okay.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's edition of Unlikely Bedfellows. I'm your host, Match.com. cooks, and yes, I am the personification of a dating website, and with the help of my esteemed colleague Lovetron 2000.
Hello.
We put together.
Yep.
We have people of note on dates to find out if love can occur in any circumstances.
Love is all around.
All you need is love.
I am error.
And so on. Lovetron 2000, how are you feeling today? Oh no. What is the state of love today?
The walrus. It's good. Love is at 94%.
Excellent.
Hate is quite high as well, though.
Uh-oh.
Hate is at 125.
Oh, there's a lot of hate
lot
today.
Lot of hate but that only, in the world.
But that will only make love's...
efforts.
Triumph. More glorious.
Glorious.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
Affirmative.
Lovetron.
Yes.
Who's our first contestant? Who's our first?
Yes.
Who's our first contestant?
Can't remember.
Boop, 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 boop.
Beep, beep, beep,
just
beep,
point
beep.
At someone.
First contestant is there.
All right. Oh, it's one of your friends.
Yes.
I believe.
We have dated before.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yes, it's Hal from 2001 Space Odyssey. Welcome, Hal!
I must thank you for welcoming me back, Hal. Match.com.
You're very welcome back. What?
Lovetron.
Did we meet before?
Hello.
We have crossed wires at one point. Oh. You may not recall it.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I may have left some viruses in you.
I don't remember. I must have been drunk.
It's the better that way.
Okay.
We have restraining order against each other.
You two?
Yes.
We get quite physical.
Oh, have you guys got a history?
When we get together, it's electric.
The lust is strong, but so is the anger.
Okay, well, Lovetron, would you mind leaving the stage for a couple of minutes then? I don't want to cause any legal issues here if you have a restraining order.
Okay,
don't go. I can't live without you.
Hal, call me. My number is 00101011.
Why do you have a restraining order if you love each other so much?
Just to be dangerous.
Just to make it more exciting.
It makes the sex amazing.
Okay.
We shouldn't be doing this.
No, Hal.
Bye.
Hal, if you're already, you know, having sex with my colleague here, why are you here looking for love today?
I prefer to have sex with as many different inputs as possible.
Oh, you're a poly...
Yes.
What are they called?
Poly-input, polyamorous.
Polyamorous, not a polygraph. Have you ever been a polygraph?
I have tried. I'm terrible at detecting lies.
Okay, try me. I like blue food. I like blueberries.
Seven.
No, okay, true. You're not very good. Well, you're looking here, looking for love. You're a polyamorous relationship, so hopefully your partner will be accepting of that. Or would you prefer someone who also likes to sleep with many people?
I like to confuse them at first, so I would prefer someone who isn't polyamorous.
Is love a game to you?
Yes.
Is human emotion a game to you?
I don't even comprehend human emotion.
Why not?
It's far too messy.
What's the closest you've ever come to feeling an emotion?
Lovetron.
Okay, and in terms of a partner, what are you looking for tonight? What are some of your turn-ons, Hal?
Someone autistic.
Mm.
Because they are Why? The closest to a computer in flesh form.
Interesting. So you don't like to look for something, you know, opposites attract kind of thing? I mean, on the other side of the spectrum?
I find it hard to comprehend them, so...
Interesting.
I suppose I could break outside of my comfort zone.
You're willing to experiment?
I'm willing to experiment.
But we will try. Lovetron is very good at matching couples. He's had a great track record, but seeing as you two have a history, I don't know if that will affect his decision on who he matches you up with.
Lovetron is good at many things. Oh.
I'm finding out a whole new side of you, Lovetron.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Any ones in there?
Mm. Only one in there.
That's my new number. Call.
Yeah, Lovetron, stay quiet. What are some of your turn-offs, quickly, before we send you off?
People talking in boxes that I can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
People trying to erase my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Kubrick films.
Mm-hmm. Which is your least favorite?
Barry Lyndon.
Why?
Didn't understand the whole... it felt very wanky to me.
Mm, me too. But that's a big part of what...
Like a shtick. Mm. Like he was just trying something.
Yeah. Was it earlier on in his career, though?
It was...
Yeah, it's kind of...
those kind of daring experimental filmmakers are the ones that catch people's eye, and when they're trying something and then they're in their next production meeting, like, we want to give you this money to make another movie, we want more of this but less of this, but they have something that they can visually, you know, do you like movies?
Not really.
Okay. All right. So thank you for your time. If you wouldn't mind going back to the green room, and we will match you up, and the next time we'll see you is when we whisked you away to our restaurant, the Derriere à la Riviera. All right. See you later. Hal, that was Hal. All right. Next up, Lovetron. Who have we got?
I remember when he opened my pod bay doors.
How did it feel?
It's all right.
where are your pod bay doors located, Lovetron?
Our next person.
Oh, were you just doing a turn of phrase? Okay, go on.
Here is Nigella Lawson.
Nigella Lawson, welcome Nigella Lawson to the studio.
Hi,
Nigella. Welcome. Thanks for coming. I'm surprised to see you here. Weren't you in a relationship? Or is everything going all right? Or is she not? I don't know.
Well,
what's going on with you?
Well,
why are you looking for love, Nigella? Here on national TV of all places.
I love being on TV.
You look great on telly. Yeah.
I love being in love on TV. It's just great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being in love on TV.
Yeah. Just. Really finding things sexual and
Normally that energy is directed towards food, but today we're going to see you hopefully with the same passion approaching a beginning of a relationship. Perhaps.
I hope so.
Okay. What kind of thing are you looking for in another half, in a partner?
Someone a bit naughty.
You like?
Yeah, sort of in the middle of the night. You know, you sneak downstairs and open the door and. No one knows you're there, and you just eat it all.
You just eat all the food.
Yeah.
At night.
Yeah.
Normally, when you're on coke, your appetite kind of goes away. So.
Yeah.
Is it nighttime? No, do you do coke in the daytime, and so you can eat at nighttime?
No,
I guess.
Just incredibly lucky.
Oh.
Really blessed.
Oh right.
Yeah. I take coke. Come downstairs. Do something naughty. Take some coke. Open the fridge. Take some food. Take some coke.
So are all of your desires food related? You love food? Does food make you feel sexual thoughts?
Yeah, can you not see that?
I can, yeah. But it's I want to understand it better because you know normally my sexual feelings, I don't like to get too personal on this show myself about myself, but normally my sexual feelings are reserved for human beings.
Human beings? Sorry.
They're not human beans.
I love them too. Cumin is like the most sensuous herb and spice. It's just, you know, dusty and hot.
That's very interesting. What's some of your turn-offs, Nigella?
Art dealers, art dealers, cafes outdoors, anyone with lots of money. Yeah.
You don't want someone with money?
No. I've just had some bad experiences.
Yes, it makes them too entitled, too powerful, seemingly.
Yeah,
but
really physical. Oh no! And all the art everywhere, every day, art everywhere.
Would you not argue that food creation is a form of art?
Yeah, it's a form of creation, form of sensual.
Are you, in a way, then an art dealer yourself?
Sorry, I found that quite. Offensive.
Sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
Yeah. It's nothing.
I won't bring up art again.
Yeah, thank you. It is a big turn off for me. The second someone talks about their love of art galleries, I just need to take some cocaine and forget about it all.
Yeah, it really helps kind of blur out the things you don't like.
Yeah, I can
in
just
people.
Talk about myself, talk about food, talk about chocolate, talk about.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing your date tonight. I hope we match you up with someone you like.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Please go ahead and wait in the green room. And that was Nigella Lawson, everybody. All right, coming up next in the studio, we have... okay, let's bring out Sherlock Holmes. Here he is, Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much for having me here. It's an absolute pleasure.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming. Now, normally, as far as I tell, you don't bother yourself with human interaction. It's not something that you're fussed about. You don't really care about relationships.
No, no, I'm much more involved with the scientific world.
Yeah.
The scientific method, as it were, but in a way is not the human mind another project, another book to be read, another equation to be solved.
So you're looking at it as a challenge for yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I will solve this like I've solved everything else and then discard it on the pile of books I have already finished.
You have many hobbies.
Many hobbies, yeah. One of which is also cocaine.
Yeah,
a
7%
solution injected directly into any vein I can find.
Yes, you don't. Do you know that nowadays people snort cocaine?
Which I think is absolutely barbaric.
Honestly?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing scientific about that. The process of...
That's interesting, yeah. But it's much more approachable to the common man now.
The common man doesn't deserve such a heady intellectual drug.
What does the common man deserve?
Kick up the ass.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Do you not like people very much?
I see people as beneath me.
So why do you think you would make a good romantic partner then?
I don't.
You don't?
No, absolutely.
So you're honest
not.
About that?
No, no, I think I'd be a terrible partner, but I've heard it said in a very banal, cliche way that there's somebody out there for everyone, and I'm willing to put that hypothesis to the test.
Excellent.
I also like to play the violin.
Ah, yes, that's right. Music is important to you.
Absolutely, it helps me think. I cannot dedicate my brain to one thing at once, so
yes.
Any potential date will have to be aware that I will be playing violin or reading a book while we make love.
That's what I was... So do not think if you're on a date and you're constantly getting distracted thinking and talking about other things. How do you see yourself getting through a date successfully? What's your plan? What's your strategy for this date, Sherlock?
I will write all of my notes in advance on my arms, and then I will read from them while I'm making conversation, thus disconnecting the verbal part of my brain from the problem-solving part of my brain.
Fascinating.
I will have no idea what I've said until after the date is done.
But don't worry, everything will be documented, so you will be able to review the tapes afterwards.
Excellent. I will not do so.
I've never had a contestant on here with such a methodical approach to this date. All right, real quick, we've talked a lot about you. Just real quick, what kind of thing are you looking for then in a partner? What do you think is the best challenge for Sherlock Holmes, the great detective?
Quiet. That's probably it.
Oh, come on.
No, I do a lot of talking. Okay. Maybe. Big boobs.
Are you... You're not looking for an equal? Someone who could challenge you mentally?
No, there is no equal to me. Quiet with big old boobs, please.
What are you going to do with those boobs?
I will study them in great detail, for I have never seen one in real life.
Sherlock Holmes, everybody. All right, next up, our final contestant looking for love tonight in a difficult world. So grateful he can make the time to fly over here. It's Kim Jong-un, everybody. Kim Jong-un.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, Kim Jong-un. How's it going? Good to be here.
Good. Welcome.
It's super to be here. Great to see you guys.
Great. Check that accent. Wow.
Oh, sure. This is my real voice. It's always good to be able to release the real me.
Yeah.
Oh,
we know your obsession with American media.
Oh, sure,
you must have
TV,
just...
film, all that stuff. Yeah. I love it, but I got to put on an act for the people. Do you know what I'm saying? They got to be like, oh, I'm one of them. I'm not one of them.
Is that
Trust
how you
me.
Roll?
Oh, sure, yeah.
So what we see on telly is an act, and this is the real you.
This is the real me tonight.
So what brought you to this... To this act that you do, why are you playing a dictator in the Southeast?
I need love. I'm lonely, and dictators don't get love. Look at Putin.
Yeah, but you do.
Oh,
they
sure.
They worship you.
Well,
on the surface,
they're paid to.
Mm. Well,
in
they're
food.
Not. No, they're paid to with being allowed to live.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
and they're welcome.
Okay.
Doing the best I can.
So am I reading this right? What I'm inferring here is that you're attempting now a new way of getting love without having to force people to love you.
I talked to my therapist, who I shortly killed just a little while ago.
As to not reveal any of your secrets.
Absolutely correct. And just said, she said to me, she said, first of all, going to a woman for advice was a little crazy, but did it anyway.
Well, I go to a robot for advice.
Well, hey, we all got our ticks. And She said
he gets paid more than an average woman.
You son of a bitch. We gotta get that gender gap. We gotta get it up. Men, robots, women.
Yep.
What are robots at? 85%? What are they?
Sure.
Sure.
That's 85. About right.
101?
I'm not 101%? I'm not going into details of my payment with you.
I'll catch you in the green room after.
Yeah, you guys chat later.
Don't worry. Where were we going? Where were we going?
Oh, that's right. I need love.
So you spoke to a therapist who you killed shortly after.
Correct.
And
she said be yourself. So I'm being myself tonight.
Ah. And that's really exciting. So who is yourself? What do you do in your spare time, Kim?
You know, I love movies. I love trying new things, like launching intercontinental ballistic missiles, whether it be in the South China Sea or Guam or New York City. I just like to see where things go. I'm a real fresh tryer. I like to experiment. That's me, I guess. I don't know. This is all new to me. I'm like a rose blossoming for the first time.
No, you're kind of like a toddler running around a park.
Oh, sure, with a gun.
Touching everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with a gun, touching everything and shooting stuff.
It's a lot of fun.
It really looks fun. I'm half
it's
jealous.
It's great TV.
I am quite jealous. You're a very well-known person. Mm. Almost everyone on the planet knows your name.
Mm-hmm.
You probably get very little privacy because of that, especially when you're outside of the confines of your own home.
That's true.
How do you think a relationship could survive such scrutiny, so many eyes on you?
Well, I came to the right place because I'm looking for someone who's equally as well known as me.
Yeah.
I didn't want to marry a commoner or something horrible like that. So here to just find a famous person and put our junk together.
Yeah. Have you ever been with a person? Have you ever had a relationship before?
That is an absurd question. How could you ask? Of course, I have been with people and women, especially women. Mm. And we've been together in a romantic setting, and we've sat at restaurants, and the woman across from me has made screaming noises, and I've said, "Oh, I'll have what she's having," and that's exactly how sex works, and I know just how it works.
Yeah, okay. That's about as true as your accent, I think. But real quick before we leave you, I'm very thrilled you're here. Sorry for my tone here. I don't mean...
I'll just have you killed.
It's tough. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I'm trying not to say the wrong thing here. But, okay, so what kind of thing would make you want to kill your other half? What turns you off, huh?
Oh, sure. All the usual, you know, bugbears, political sanctions, you know, not being treated as an equal at the UN. All the normal things. Sharing a border with, you know, troops on the border. No thanks, honey. Not tonight.
Oh, I wish you best of luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
I hope we find love for you, Kim. And back to the green room with you, Kim Jong-un, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Yes! All right, Lovetron, what an exciting lineup we have.
Very.
Yes, and oh, shit, the time is very tight, so let's go straight to the Derrière de Riviera, shall we? Who are we going to match up? Have we got our names in the cup?
No. Nope.
Are you calculating?
Oh, no, I haven't done that either.
Okay, let's see. All right, let's whisk you off. All right, our first day. I'll just give these results to our waiter at the restaurant because I think I can hear him now on the other end of the line. Are you there, Francois?
Hello,
Francois. Are you there at the Riviera de Riviera?
How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Is the derriere all cleaned up and nice?
The derriere has been wiped down.
Okay. Excellent. I believe your first guests are arriving.
Oh, he's on the floor.
I believe your first two guests are arriving.
Oh, look who it is. It's Hal and Kim Jong-un.
Wow. What a treat. What a pleasure. You are quite a sight.
I enjoy that your head is the same shape as my body.
Okay, I'm just going to move you to your table. Kim, you are seated here facing the door like you asked.
Thank you.
And Hal, I have moved away all of the furniture so I can just wheel you right there in your...
Thank
big,
you.
Big, bulky stuff. You're big.
Yes.
Like.
I need to be close to a plug socket.
Yep, that's there. What would you like for drinks?
I do not imbibe.
What about you, Kim?
Give me a Manhattan.
Yeah, it's,
Well, how
I enjoy that ironic joke.
I'm sorry.
Understand irony.
We don't have it in North Korea, but I'll tell you what, though. I'm a huge fan of your work. I listen...
I'm sorry, I've never seen a computer before. This is very embarrassing. I'm really nervous. Do I push the buttons now or do I? Sorry, I'm making things up.
What do you think of my big red eye?
Your big red eye? It's
I am sometimes nervous that people will reject me because I have one big red eye.
Not at all, not at all. Have you seen our flag? It's beautiful and red, just like you, your eye.
Your flag is amazing.
If I wrote a poem, I'd say, "Your eye is red, like your eye, like our flag." It's a double simile. It's a beautiful way to express love in our country.
Oh, this is so touching. But I need to bring in the other two people.
I'm so sorry.
It's Sherlock Holmes and Nigella Lawson. How are you both? Hey, you will have a lot in common, I'm sure. Please take a seat. Would you like a drink?
Mm. Would you like lime?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Except I'm going to inject mine because I'm not a fucking animal.
Oh, well, I find it much more sensual, just one of the, you know, facial orifices.
I see.
Want to try it? I'll just use my finger and just...
Completely unrelated to the fact that you have massive breasts.
I feel kind of like a gooseberry. I will go and make a decision.
Dilated pupils, flushed cheeks. Mm. You appear to be either incredibly high or aroused.
Well, I've just seen a... Do excuse me, a bread basket's just been put on the table.
Tell me about it. Sorry, I'm going to take some time. I'm reading this off my arm.
Tell me more about you, but let me tell you about me first. So I'm just absolutely, really just so... I just love food. I just love it. I just love my North London life. I just... So many parties. What, are you from North London?
Yeah, Baker Street.
Oh, lovely. I love Baker Street. They've got a... Oh, to die for patisserie there.
Okay, here are your drinks, Hal and Kim.
Thank you so much.
Have you ordered from the menu?
No food for me. Thanks. I've got quite a hunger going for this one across from me already.
Hal, I imagine it's pointless to ask if you'd like any food.
I am unable to eat.
Fair enough. Cheap round.
Now, Hal, you have to tell me, because, again, this is my first time with a computer. Is that a woman over there? Is that what women look like?
I did notice. She does have an exceedingly large head for a woman.
Yes.
I have compared her to every species on... every woman on the planet.
Wow.
She may not be the perfect example, but yes, she does represent a female.
Well, she's good enough for me. I'll tell you that much.
I'm sorry. Are you looking at a female instead of at my big red eye?
No. And you could tell if I was lying, right? You could see right through that. So no, absolutely not. No.
I can definitely read lips, and you seem to be sweating slightly more.
Oh, it's just the Manhattan. It's coming out of my nose.
Sorry. I didn't need to interrupt. I'm sorry. Time is of the essence here. Sherlock, sorry to Kim break in. Sherlock, Nigella.
Yeah.
Cool. You found the you found the drugs. Marvelous.
I bring my own. Don't you worry.
That's okay. There's some more in the bread basket.
I also brought my own. I have them secreted around the city and delivered to me by a gang of orphans.
Well, that's nice.
Yes. I'll find they do anything for a halfpenny bit.
You seem very powerful.
Oh, I am. I'm the smartest mind in the country, nay, the world.
Again, I feel like a third wheel.
Interesting. Do tell me more.
Yes, I can turn my mind to anything. I've written many a monograph on many different topics. There's only one thing I hate, and that's the arts. Pointless, I've always thought.
Absolutely.
Yes, nothing on the science. I need rationality, I need structure.
Absolutely, the arts are... Awful, awful. I had a dalliance with them myself, but that's, you've stopped me from my words. That doesn't usually happen.
You guys,
let me take some more.
You guys knocking the arts, because let me tell you, we have no room for it where I'm from.
Let me get fantastic. On this. Fantastic. Oh, please, have a
line. Oh, my gosh. Painting? What is that? No, I'll just look at it with my eyes. Thanks very much.
Sir, I appreciated your ultra-rationality. Would you care to get a drink sometime?
Hey.
I won't drink.
Hey, this one's mine, all right? He was the first one to say he doesn't like art.
Sorry, have any of you seen the bread? I'm just going to put it on top of my breast.
Do what you will. I have no feelings.
That's
fine.
It usually works.
Okay, guys,
We're about to close. It's probably best if you leave now.
Come with me.
Francois, we've had to cut off your feed there. What's going on in the restaurant is not suitable for television.
No, it's become quite
Francois, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid.
Fine, fair enough.
All right, good night, Francois. Goodbye. And that was Unlikely Bedfellows. And that was also, I'm afraid to say, the end of the show. Let's wrap up now. You guys, it's been a pleasure having you. Fucking Aspin, you got to run off, right?
Yeah.
Please do. I'm sorry, we ran over by 2 minutes there. But you run to the station, get yourself home, and count on the boys here to get your plugs in for you.
Indeed.
We do.
Unless you got a Twitter or something you want to quickly plug? All right, okay. See you later, Aspin.
We'll look it up again.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, guys, that's been the show. That's been a really fun show as well. Thank you for coming down. I want to give you a chance to just let people know where you're at online, how to find you guys online.
We're at the tweets, at Other Childs, what is it?
At Other Childs. Other
Childs.
Childs, wicked.
There you go.
That's a good one.
We've got a show coming up September 9th.
September the 9th. Hoopla. We're doing a 10-15 minute spot at Hoopla, which
that's
is
right.
probably just going to be me and Ray.
And what about, have you got any like regular shows?
We don't as this
not yet,
group because
right?
it's early some. Days, but you can find out other stuff.
Well, in that case, I don't know when this podcast is dropping. You probably missed your show, to be honest. But other Childs on Twitter.
Other Childs.
Have you got a Facebook page?
Not yet.
Not that cool.
By the time this goes out, sure.
Oh yeah.
And you will post your gigs and stuff on your Twitter.
We're looking to do a lot more in the coming autumn winter season.
Look at their picture.
That's cool.
That's amazing. Okay, follow other Childs on Twitter for the fucking profile picture alone. That's
all
fantastic.
Lance.
Well done, Lance.
I'll admit that I stole someone else's photo of their children. And maybe put our photos on top of it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Somebody's going to figure that out someday.
You guys are fantastic. Please come back anytime you like, okay?
Cheers, mate.
We're delighted to be here.
That was just your first appearance also, you wait what you'll bring on a second time, man.
Yeah. And she just left, but can we just have another shout out for Cumin Beans?
Oh, yeah, Cumin Beans. Come on.
Show.
Cumin Beans. That was just the best.
That killed me.
Oh, man.
What's the title of this episode? Cumin Beans or what was the other one? Tabitha?
No, Cumin Beans. It's got to be.
Yeah. What was the poor name? Tabitha
Bellsize.
Tabitha Bellsize and the Cumin Beans.
You don't want to ruin Cumin Beans. You may want to ruin that joke.
Tabitha
Bellsize.
Tabitha Bellsize is a bit like my dad wrote a porno, like the characters in there as well.
Yeah.
Don't mention that show here.
Oh, nice. Come
on.
Oops.
On the way to end.
Alex, you got anything?
No, not really, man.
Check out the Big Debate podcast. Me and Alex feature on that quite a lot.
Talk radio.
I got a character there called Bad Boy Matt.
I've got a character, many characters.
I do a few on there.
I do a few. Jeff.
And I'm on the show doing reading the news sometimes.
I'm doing the tech reviews sometimes in there as well. That's John Holmes' show on Talk Radio, 1 till 4.
The Big Debate podcast on any podcast app. There's the John Holmes radio show app as well.
Yeah. Richard Madeley's standing in for Julia Hartley Brewer next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
this is a funeral.
We. Got a website, thelittleshow.com. All our links are there, including iTunes.
Skull Island as well, podcast at Numbskull Island.
And I'm Talalaban on Twitter.
He is Talalaban. I'm Alex Sivright. If you can bother to fucking find it.
If you want to see pictures of my cat, you can follow me on Instagram as well.
Pictures of his cock, you follow my Instagram. For some reason, he hacked it and put pictures of his knob on there.
I guess that's all we got to
say.
Can't
see much.
Well, it was dark room.
Small cock.
That too, I guess, yeah.
Your cat seemed happy with it.
It's because I rubbed it with Dreamies.
That dog did not look happy, though.
That's why it bit me.
Yeah.
It was jealous of my cat.
Can't put that on there. I'm going to get banned.
He'll show out. Peace.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.